You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
You know the space agency best for the way it uses probes, landers, telescopes, and satellites to show you the worlds beyond your own. But the National Aeronautics and Space Administration has plenty of tools for taking a close look at Earth, too. To study the home's planet atmosphere, weather, ice masses, and oceans, NASA operates a diverse fleet of aircraft, from the high-flying ER-2 to the Global Hawk drone. For now, at least, President-elect Donald Trump has said he wants the agency to concentrate on the out there rather than the down here. Among those aircraft is the 1966 Lockheed P-3 in the 3D model you see above, which is a 360-degree view video. This old turboprop is the workhorse aircraft for NASA's Operation Icebridge, keeping an eye on glaciers around Greenland and other chilly areas. We caught it at rest in the D-1 hangar at NASA Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia, being retrofitted with the instruments it will need to help measure ice thickness at the poles. As you clamber through the digital recreation of the P-3, follow the description of Mike Cropper, the aircraft operations manager. Cropper starts the tour aboard the plane, looking towards the cockpit, which NASA actually calls the flight station. The plane is going through its annual inspection during the lull in the science flying season, he says. You can see four seats up there, pilot, co-pilot, and flight engineer in the center. The back seat is for the mission manager. Spin around and look forward and you'll get a rare look at the empty cabin. Because the plane is in maintenance, the science gear has been removed. It takes NASA's crew 2 to 3 weeks to strip the plane down and refit it. They use the backseat tracks in the floor to secure the equipment racks. For Operation Icebridge, this cabin will be so full you have to walk down it sideways, says Cropper. As you move toward the rear, check out the bank of doors with switches and dials. That's the Lockheed-built power system, which NASA heavily modified for these missions. The window holes are a couple of different sizes on this plane. The circular windows are standard on a P-3, but the smaller ones are from a DC-8. They can be removed and replaced with instruments. You can see a couple of those from the last mission lying on the floor. They're the white circular disc with pipes and tubes sticking out. Right at the back, there's the in-flight food service, such that it is. Just a small fridge and microwave. There's a lavatory back there, too, because missions last 8 to 9 hours. Still, it sounds better than a standard flight in economy. The seats are pretty comfortable, says Cropper. Click the up arrow at the bottom left of the model to get a list of highlights, and jump to under the fuselage to continue the tour outside the aircraft. Those things that look like air horns, they're exhaust ports left over from the last mission, which sucked in air over Namibia to study pollution, says Cropper. Walk toward the rear again and spot the guy standing on a lift installing a radar antenna. That's designed to penetrate the ice in the Arctic, Greenland, and Antarctica. Cropper and his team of engineers remove the standard bomb bay doors and install scientific instruments instead. If you take a virtual step back from the plane, you will see how pristine NASA keeps its hangar. The model will let you walk around the entire plane, or if you click on View Dollhouse, You can even fly around the space. Use your arrow keys to change your perspective. The P-3 plane will be ready for test flights in February and is scheduled to leave for Greenland on March 6th. This article posted by Jack Stewart.
Hey, this is Andrew from the Spoken Edition team. I wanted to let you know that we just launched a new website at SpokenEdition.com. This new site has over 40 different shows from top publications around the web, all for free. So visit SpokenEdition.com, subscribe to a few new shows, and keep listening. Thanks.